Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's talk about newness and getting some intuitive signs that it's time for newness. Essentially, it's time to try something new. What do you do with that information if that's been coming up for you? Maybe you pulled that card, maybe you've just been sensing it in your in your quiet moments. It's time for something new. So here's some ways to interpret that message. It may be time to try on a new energetic way of being. So that's where you're going to look at your beliefs. You're going to look at your thoughts. You're going to look at your words. You're going to look at your feelings. You're going to look at your actions, because that's what creates your energetic vibration. And see if there's some shifts you might need to make in one of those areas. So you'd consider choosing a new truth, a new perspective, new ways of talking about your life and yourself, a new way of feeling from day to day, maybe a new behavior that aligns with your truest desire. So, how would I say this? If you've been noticing, like, from day to day, you're just kind of low-level happy, then I would say, well, what if you were super-duper happy? What if you were super-duper happy every single day? What shift would you need to make? What would need to occur? You can look at it from the external. What would need to occur in my external experience so that I felt super-super happy every day? We're reverse engineering here. And then ask yourself, if you were living that way, how would you feel on the inside? Like, what would be going on in your inner world? And then you start to make those changes. But if you're getting the sense that it's time for something new, consider an energetic change first. Next, if you're bored and you're getting the sign that it's time for something new, try a new activity or approach to doing something that you're already doing, or an approach that expands your curiosity, right? Or just excites you, right? So we want to go from bored to excited. Many teachers believe that boredom is a neutral vibration. I've actually found that boredom is the fast track to stuckness and victimhood. And what I mean by this is that, say you're feeling really great and you find yourself, you dip down into boredom, right? And there is the tendency to think, oh, I could stay here because it's neutral. I'm just feeling a little bored. But I have found if you stay in boredom for a good couple of days, then it will actually lower your vibration. So you'll quickly move past boredom and go downward instead of going up. And when I'm talking about up and down, I'm referring to Abraham Hicks created the emotional guidance scale. Many teachers have played off of that scale. You can Google it, emotional guidance scale. And the theory or thought behind all of this that's accurate is that when you're at the top of the scale, that's your joy, your love, your appreciation, your freedom, your peace, abundance. When you're at the top of the scale, or the higher you are at the scale, the easier it is to manifest. And when you are at the bottom of the scale, the harder it is to manifest. And this I 100% know to be true. And so when you are in boredom, you can easily be like, oh, that's cool. I'm in boredom. It's fine. Humdrum, whatever. I have found that people don't really stay in boredom all that long, but the human condition will actually take that boredom and choose to go downward instead of up. And so this is where we are conscious beings making our own decisions and choices. You have to consciously choose to go back up. But if you're in boredom, you can easily find your way down to a much lower vibration. You're like, what happened? Well, you went into boredom. And I think boredom is just a gateway. It's a gateway to negativity and not the opposite way. So in those moments, if you're feeling bored and you are like, I know I need to do something new. That's when you chase your excitement, your passion, your desire to innovate, believe that there are infinite ways of doing something. That's when you're deciding, I'm going to do it all differently. I'm going to let go of the old and pursue the new and make really soulful decisions. So that's the best way to move yourself out of boredom and into the higher vibrational states. This is also a message to pursue something you've always wanted to do. When you're getting the message of newness or it's time to try something new, it could also be a sign that, yeah, it's time to consider what you want to do in your life. Who do you want to be? What's that way of living you've always desired to have? That is the time. I think sometimes because of the human condition, and what I mean human condition, we're spiritual beings in a human body, right? We think that I'll get to it when, but your signs around newness or boredom are usually an opportunity to start moving in the direction of that thing, because it's not just going to happen. We all know that. We have to put energy and effort into the lifestyles that we want to live. You know, if you're living in the city and you've been sensing it's time for you to find a cabin in some remote mountain town, it might be time to do that, right? Because all you're doing is looking for the higher, more meaningful desire. What really matters to you that you've been putting off because of all your excuses? We all have them. So let go of the excuses and start moving towards something new, something more soulful, something that brings you greater levels of aliveness. And when you decide that now is the only time, then you start taking those actions. And when you decide it's going to work, then you start moving in the direction of what you want. And it is now. That's really all we have. And it is going to work because you just said it's going to work. The energy of newness can usher in a wave of positive energy that not only makes you feel excited, uplifted, alive, joyful, but it opens the channel to your next level of awareness and understanding. So newness actually increases your wisdom. So be willing to believe the worst is behind you. Now, new and better experiences are now available to you. When you're getting signs around newness, know that that's a sign that new and better is available to you. Now, with this message of newness or try something new, be mindful of self-sabotage. This intuitive sign around newness is not a message to quit what you've been doing and do something new because you've stumbled into resistance. I think spiritual people can hear this message, like try something new. And it's a beautiful place for the devil within to come out and say, oh, let's just dump this thing that we're struggling with and move on to something else, right? No, that's self-sabotage. Loves. You'll know if it's time for a change. It's not jump to something new. It's not see this through, unless it's really just not a match to what you want. Do you see there's a fine line here? There is a possibility you've been settling for less than you wanted. But generally, how do I see this? I see it with people in business a lot, that they've maybe hit a roadblock in their business that's just based in resistance, right? They know what to do. They know what to do. They're just not doing it. And instead of confronting the resistance, then it's very easy for them to bounce to new thing after new thing without seeing anything through. And they wonder why they're not hitting their income goal. It is my thought that that type of newness chasing, it starts to wear on your self-esteem and your well-being. I can read it psychically, always. So use this desire for newness not to actually go out and chase something new, but to find a new, easier, more relaxed way to do what you know you need to do. So it's not change your whole business model. It's find a new way to approach your business model that feels easier and lighter and more relaxed, and that'll help you overcome the resistance. I will say this, change or newness that is motivated by fear, self-doubt, or even laziness never really leads you to anywhere cool. I know. I keep trying. It never does. It's just you need to take a new approach, right? Sometimes I just gave you a long list of signs of and ways of where it is really inspiring you to do something completely new. But oftentimes, it's just a new approach. So the desire is good. It's not that you're ignoring a desire. You're in the right desire zone. You just maybe have stumbled into some resistance and you are seeing only your limitations instead of seeing what's possible. And so stay the course, just find a new way of going. So if I was looking at it symbolically, if you've been crawling along your journey, then maybe it's time to start skipping and find a way to start skipping. And that can be the newness, right? So you're still moving in the direction of what you want. You're just taking a different approach to getting there. I'm not saying change the whole path and choose another destination. Though this message, this desire for newness, this try something new, can be rooted in choosing a whole new path. But only you will know, and just be really honest and truthful with yourself. I will say bouncing around from thing to thing to thing, it can become a high unto itself, and it can have a kind of an addictive quality to it. So just keep that in mind. You know, sometimes it's easier for people to start new relationships than it is for them to make a good choice around their relationship and be all in. So I think sometimes we get addicted to, oh, it's new, it's fresh, it's, you know, without really doing the work to make sure it's going to go where you want it to go and staying with it, right? I think mainly it's just not doing the work to know for sure that it's the right thing for you. All right. But if you want some help with this, I can help you. If you're looking at this and you're like, Amy, I have no idea what this newness message means, but I know it is time for something new for me. Or maybe you think you are a person that is kind of addicted to newness and you're not seeing anything through. Let's talk about it. Only you will know. But you and I can talk it through. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at my single session and also take a look at my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package and the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, this has been my show on when you're sensing it's time for something new or it's time to try something new. Thank you for listening. I look forward to connecting with you again.